We have also corresponding PBH test for observability. For example, we can test the rank of a matrix A minus lambda I and C and see if it has full column rank for all complex numbers C lambda. In the same argument, we only need to check all those lambdas that are arguments of A. And in similar way, we can also have another test that CA is observable if and only if for all the right eigenvectors of A, and why is the right eigenvector is not orthogonal to C matrix, that is CY is not equal to zero. So in the same way, you can, if you look at the controllability test and observability test, they are very, very much similar. In fact, they are dual of each other in a sense that if you take a transpose of A matrix and B or C matrix, you will get the test for other thing. So, for example, if you want to test whether CA is observable, all you need to do is to check whether A transpose is controllable or not. So all you need to do is remember one, and another one is follows by taking transpose.